Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. A new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. World won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me.
Breaking up with Linda Mitchell.
You ready, girl? Jimmy,
yeah. Ooh, breaking
we
up.
Share and care with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We give, showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love all through the land.
Good evening out there, and welcome in to Think Thursday. We're going to have a beginning of relaxation so you can do some me time, sit down and think about it. Unwind, relax yourself, okay? And then later on we're going to find out what is your why. We'll have that coming on and give you some information on that, leave you with something to actually really, really think about. You know, things out here are happening, but you should always speak the truth boldly, saying what needs to be said, no matter whom you're addressing. When it comes to championing a just cause, you must never be cowardly, never flaunt, never try to curry favor. So if you have something to say out there, you speak up about it. If it's something that you see and it's not settling right with you, report it. Get it down on paper. You know, things happen to certain people because they've been going along and individuals have been doing things a bit too long. You'll eventually hit that brick wall. So be a person on the rise out there. Speak up and speak up boldly. Welcome in to Think Thursday. We're going to start it off relaxing, give you something to think about. Just sit back and relax.
We are not afraid, although we know there's much to fear. We were moving mountains long before we knew we could. Oh, yes, there can be miracles when you believe, though hope is it's hard to kill. Who knows what miracle you can achieve when you believe?
Just to relax you down. You know, if you're having some imbalanced feelings out there, you want to call Nani. That's at 1-800-950-6264. Give Nani a call. They're there to listen to you. When you're walking around, you're kind of confused and all of this stuff is happening. We're listening to this and we're listening to that. And, you know, it's just a lot happening. So if you need to make that call, dial 1-800-950-6264, 24 hours. They're there to talk to you. This segment of Waking Up with Linda Mac Chan is being sponsored by Community Unification and Collaboration, CUC, a nonprofit organization that finds solutions to the needs. CUC stretches from education, unification, communities, financial, and even real estate development. The consultants and advisors are thoroughly skilled and ready to go for you. Community unification and collaboration takes care of your needs and is here to find the solutions to your needs. Let's keep rolling here.
Bigger than anything. Remember us and our bed. And don't forget about late nights, laying in the dark and waking up inside my arms for you. Always be in my heart. And
I can see it in your eyes, still want it. Don't forget about it.
I'm just speaking from experience. Nothing can compare to your first two nights. So I hope this will remind.
That's right. We want to go in with Mariah and don't forget about us up here. You know, when we speak of unification, unification can be as powerful as a atom bomb. But the unification requires action, okay? You just can't sit around and talk about it and look at it and complain about it. You have to put action behind it. So keep that in mind. Unify, unify your life, and you'll unify everything around you.
Mm-hmm. In a lot of ways, you're a lucky guy. And now all you need is a chance to try and in love. And let me out. Are all those feelings that I want to touch and enough? What a world for the lonely guy. Sometimes I feel I'm gonna lose my mind. Can anybody tell me just where to find any love? And in love, in love, everyone needs a love, no doubt. And in love, and in love, in love, everybody feels a lonely. And in love, and in love, when I know there's a love, the end of my life. Every day as I live, I try to think positive, and I pray for someone good to give and in love. Love is sweet and so divine, and I can't wait for my love life to shine, to shine. Can anybody tell me where I can find any love, any love at all?
Yeah. That's right. What time is it? It is time for What's Up to Come On Here. Yoshi Marie is going to give us something to think about. Yoshi, are you with us on the line this evening?
Yes, I am. Happy Thursday, everyone. What's up, Wisdom? What's going on?
Happy Thursday to you. You sound wonderful. I know you had a phenomenal week and you've been doing phenomenal things. Thank you. Thank you for sharing and caring with us.
Absolutely. Happy Thursday, everyone. So getting right to it, tonight's topic is, what is your why? I chose this topic because, as we know, we're still at the top of the year 2021, W-O-N. And going into 2021, what is your why and why are you doing things? I know people have resolutions, things that they're going to do, but what is your why and why are you doing these things? One thing for me, my why this year is, I told you last week that all I wanted this year was wisdom to make the right decisions, because I understood I'm at the pinnacle of my life, that whatever decisions I make determines the next 5 years of my life, which will be 40. So going into this week, what is my why? My why is because I understand I am the one that's going to break the generational curse in my family. My why of why I do things is because I understand that I am the leader and the activist for my community. My why is because I understand that I am my life and my testimony and my trials and tribulations that I have been through would be the inspiration to somebody else, hope in their life. My why is because I understand that I'm here on purpose. I'm here for a reason. I'm not here just to be here. I'm on a purpose, and I was chosen. And my why is because I understand that I was specially ordained to do what I was called to do, which is faith. And understanding all those whys and why I do it, it all ties to not just me. It ties to me being a servant to my community, my people, my family. So I understand why I went through everything I went through in life. I understand that the reason today, 2021, and going into 2021, why I'm doing everything. I'm not just doing it for me. I'm thinking about my community, my family, when it all boils down to it. So that is my why going into 2021. And I believe everybody should have a why of what they're doing. Nobody should just be doing things just for fame or to be popular, you know, or to have likes. I believe that's so artificial. It's fake, you know. Your why should be a why of purpose, or why you're doing things. And I believe that that's something we should think about, you know, since we're still at the top of January, you know, into this new year, before we even hit another second month, of why are you doing these things? And the things that you are getting to help you benefit, to get you to the next level, are you really using them productively as far as your time? You know, going back into it, I was having a conversation with a colleague of mine, and we were talking about 2021, the things that we could have done different, and the things that we did do to get us to the next step so we can, you know, process, move forward in life. And one of the things in 2021 we talked about was time. Some of the time we didn't use wisely. We didn't take it for self-care or why we were going to do things. So understand going into 2021 your why, and understanding that time is ticking. The days are getting shorter. Nights is getting shorter. You would say nights is getting longer, but everything is getting shorter. And as you can see, this is a very distinctive time. This is not a time to play around, a time to just sit back and relax and just watch. It's a time to get busy and to work. And really, it's to work on your foundation and your legacy. Not working for nobody else, but working for yourself so you can build a legacy that will live on for generations after you. This is the time. For such a time as this. And I am so excited about this year. I have opened my mind and my horizons to different industries to make, you know, to make income, because that's something, you know, we can always think narrow-minded on certain things about to make income or to generate money. But when you sit back and you listen and take heed to, you know, people and for people to share resources, it's like, wow, it's so many different avenues where you can make streams of income. It doesn't have to be one spectrum. And that's, I can honestly say that, like, I have opened the paradoxes in my mind to other industries. And and I'm not going to be closed-minded or be sexist and say, oh, that's what men do. You know what I mean? Or,
right.
You know, women don't do that. No, I'm not going to do that. If it's an industry where you can make money, and if you already business oriented, you should get into it, you know? So 2021, understand your why or why you're doing things, and understand your time. You know,
be
real precise. Very important. Be precise of your time right now. And if you do not have time for yourself, taking care of yourself, you cannot, and I repeat this, and I have said this 2020, again, wisdom, if you do not take care of you, trust and believe, you will not be able to take care of that second or third person in your life.
That's true.
It has to be you first, gung-ho, gunpoint, period. And that's in every area of your life. So just remember that. And what is your why? Why are you doing it? And be clear on your intentions. Don't waver with it. Be clear on your intentions. So
clear intentions.
That's my why. Yeah.
Well, you know what, Miyoshi, what's up? I know you was going to bring it, and I just could not wait. You know, I never drill. I never ask. I just wait because what's up is going to tell you what's up, and I love it because you're very, very authentic and truthful. You know, it's like, let me put it out there, because if a person doesn't pick up a one word, at least it's been helpful. At least it's been inspiring.
Right.
You know, and that's really what it's all about. That's why we do share and care. You're not going to be able to satisfy and please everyone, but you have to start with you. Once you're pleased, it really doesn't matter. You know, I'm about that purpose-driven. You know, that's one of the topics that I work on, and I'll be starting my four-week series on Saturday. On purpose.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Congratulations.
You know, we did the intro a while back. We did the intro in September. But this is through...
Right, last year.
Yes, through Antioch University, because I'm an adjunct professor there, but I go into the continuing education mode. So I have a list of things that I could go on, but purpose was the first thing out there. And then we'll go down the line. But just as you say, time is very, very important, and it's you. You have to take care of you. That's why I start off with the who. And the who is the you, because nothing can be done without you. I'm excited about it. I have to really gauge it, because the introduction, I had to put everything there, okay? This time I'm breaking it down into series. I require participation. If individuals are shy, you know, we support them to bring them out of that. You know, it's about thinking, but just not thinking to think. In order to do what you have to do, you have to be able to critically think. That's a different type of thinking.
Right.
And so I'm very, very excited about it, you know, working on it.
I'm excited for you.
Well, thank you so much. And you never know why you are doing what you're doing.
Exactly.
You have to keep in mind what your intentions are. And that's what I'm picking up from you, you know, especially on that time and looking at the days getting shorter and stuff of that nature. So I have a list, and we'll sit down and talk, because I can go into many, many directions, and it's everything is a new beginning. So you sit down and you think about, how can I help? You know, no more than making money. If passion is one thing, okay, a mission is another thing, but it's a vow that gets you to that purpose, and that's what people understand. Because once you set that vow, see, you're on your vow. You got your why. You know why you're doing what you're doing for your family, your community. You know you're a leader, okay? You know that you're here to serve, and that's one thing that I like about that word, here to serve. In a lot of organizations, leaders think that the membership is there to serve them. No, no, you have it
right.
Backwards. You're here to serve
Absolutely.
The member. So that word servant is a very honorable thing, and you have to be strong enough and balanced enough in order to see it and put it out there. And that's why we love you, What's Up, because, see, you have that young mind. You know, we got a range of things. We go old school. We getting ready to switch
right.
it up in here. Tonight I gave him some relaxation. We went with that easy jazz because I wanted them to be settled and still when you came on, because I knew that you was going to let them know what's up. And what is your
right.
why is a thing that's really, you know, that's giving us something to think about. I love you to death.
Absolutely.
I want to go back, if I may. I know you're quick. You know, when you go through pain, see, people think pain is a bad thing. But like you say, I've come to realization, all the stuff that I've gone through, what I've experienced. I like that 2021, one, W-O-N. I put that in parentheses. I like that, you
yes.
know, to that we should all have a why. But in order to understand your why, and in order to continue to move forward with that why, you have to be, you're going to go through pain, because life is not a bed of roses. It's up and down. It's like a rocky river, and you must be able to ride with those waves, you know, and take it. There's individuals that I'm very out front. You know, I'm going to tell it like it is, and some
right.
people
right.
are
and
ready for it.
And I think some people can take that. And
no.
I think people can take that. People can take for me, and I'm only going to speak for me because, as you guys know, I can only speak about my life.
Yes.
What I go through on a daily. That's why I'm very transparent. I have nothing to hide because I have come to understand that if somebody else is going through the same thing, that may not be as vocal as I am, or maybe ashamed. And then it was once upon a time in my life that I was ashamed about all the BS and things that I went through until I understood that that's not me, that's my past, and it's a story. And it's a story that's going to help somebody to be liberated from the incarceration of whatever
yes.
guilt or trip they put themselves on. So
yes.
I'm coming to understand that I'm going to have to speak up. And
oh, yeah.
not be passive aggressive about certain things, because you have to understand your life is you. You
That's
have to
right.
be intentional about your life. And I feel like even 2020, I have to be very intentional about my life. Like I said before, 2020, I did a lot of with my time. I didn't use really my time wisely. In 2021,
mm-hmm.
I'm using my time very, 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 very wisely and gun hold on it, because I understand that I'm here on purpose and I'm here on a why. And I understand that time is of the essence and time is moving. And not only that, you have to be clear on your intentions and be serious about you. Because if you don't, nobody else is going to be serious, because nobody else knows what you want for your life.
That's
and
true.
At the end of the day, it is your life.
I love it.
It is your life. And I believe some people, even me, I believe people put their life into other people's hands and believe with their heart that, you know, I'm going to put my life in this person's hands and, you know, believe that they have the right intentions. But people may have the right intentions for you, but their right intentions may not be aligned with your purpose or your mission for your life.
That's true.
And that is why it's called your life. And you have to make decisions on your life, and that's what's going to make you happy. And be very,
well,
and I always say this, be very, very clear on what you want. Don't
yes.
keep your words clear. Don't,
yes.
this year, the
yes.
universe is listening to our words.
Oh, totally.
The way everybody is listening to our words, even you are listening to yours. Whatever come out your mouth, best believe,
yes.
or it's an echo. So be very intentional with your words and what you want to do with your life, because your mouth speaks life into your life.
Totally.
So if you're not speaking power, purpose,
mm-hmm.
fulfillment,
mm-hmm.
love, hope, faith
mm-hmm.
into your life, you're not going to get any of those things. That's why I always say, even last week, let's be very intentional this year about what we do with our life, with our time, and with our words. Because those are very important.
I have a young man not cutting you off when you say that. I can't think of his name, but I love listening to him because he is the real deal. And when I want to get something, pep, find him, okay? And he made a statement. He said, you know, if you circulate with 5 billionaires, you'll be the 6th one. Okay, but if you circulate with 5 negative people and losers or someone that don't have intentions or don't know their why, you're going to be the 6th one, right? So I'm listening to you with time is of essence. That's why they say time is money. When anyone takes out time, it is to be appreciated. Any time that a person gives you, it is to be appreciated, and they need to know that because time is of essence, like you say. Some people are organized, some people are not organized. I know my move when I go out the door. I have a map because I'm on a tight time schedule, okay? So I have to be able to move all of that stuff together and not just be out there spinning around. So when I go out the door, I have my checklist, and I know the route that I'm going to take.
Exactly.
And in there, I try to leave. I call it, as you know, I call it crisis management. You leave a little bit of leadway there for the crisis management. But I set that map. I set that schedule, and I get extremely upset if somebody try to alter it, okay?
I'm trying to tell you, that's me all day.
Yeah.
That's me all day. Like, do not interrupt my plan that I already have planned and set. Like, I'm a very organized person. Anything I'm set to do for that day is going to get checked off. Don't add, don't deter me, don't do nothing with my schedule because that really irritates me. And I'm a very irritable person. Anything what irritate me is if you're conflicting into my life that has nothing, if it's affecting what I'm trying to do, that has a completely 360 of what you're trying to do. That's very, 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 very irritating. Like, I think it's a Leo thing, wisdom, like how you said, like, you have the schedule. When you go outside the door, you already know the top five things you have to do today. That's me. Before I even go out the door, I'm already knowing, boom, 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 boom. That's what I'm going to do today. No ifs, no ands, no but about it. It's going to get done, and it may get done before a certain time, you know?
Yes.
You know, so I completely understand. But everyone, just be intentional, you guys. Be very clear on what you want. Do not focus on the distractions on social media, the news, what's going on. I mean, be in the know. Know what's going on. Don't be clueless.
Right.
But do not let that be a distraction of what your purpose and your mission is for your life, for your legacy, and for your foundation. So with that being said, to my ladies, keep your head up, lips closed, eyes open. To my man, stand firm, stand tall, don't fall, stay woke, everyone.
Miyoshi, what's up? We love you. This portion has been brought and sponsored by LaFleur Flowers, and that's Linda Lee. If you want not an arrangement but a design with love, contact Linda Lee. Telephone number 213-487-6467, Linda Lee, LaFleur Flowers by Tracy. Miyoshi, we love you. She loves you, and that's why she wanted to sponsor on this section, because she know that what's up is going to shake us up and give us something
Linda
Lee. Yes, Linda Lee. So she says, oh, no. She does beautiful design, and usually for when I do my classes, when I set my webinars, I have Linda Lee sitting right next to me. And, she moves with love. And she's like you, you know, the cut dry to the thing. So I just wanted to let you know that Miyoshi, what's up? It's being sponsored by Linda Lee. LaFleur Flores by Tracy. We love you. Have a wonderful, wonderful evening. And I'll be speaking with you.
Love you too, everyone. Peace and blessings.
Oh, all right. Keep to that why. Know what you're supposed to do. Don't forget, contact LaFleur, Florist by Tracy, Linda Lee. Telephone number 213-487-6487. You want a design with love, and that will bring a smile to one's face. Contact LaFleur Florist. Let's keep on rolling here. As Miyoshi Wessa Marie just said, 2021, WON. I like the way she put that there. You know, in 2021, we will shine and beam like a beautiful sun. We must resolve to be the sun. Then no matter what problems you may face, the dawn will always break and fine weather will always return. And spring will never fail to come. Okay? Love, compassion, and kindness is what we care and share about here. Unification, collaboration, and communication for all of our communities, for each and every community globally, is what we do. We're here to show you how to live. When one lights the candle for another, they will always have a clear, bright path. This is the year of hope and victory, okay? We will stay hopeful and always be victorious, and no matter what you do, we love you. You're listening to Waking Up with Linda McShann. Tune in tomorrow night. Find It Out Friday. We have a surprise for you. We have Miss Carmelita Mobley coming on to share with us the information regarding that beautiful butterfly. We love you.
Break it up with Linda
Mitchell.
You ready, girl? Jerry Cash.
Yeah.
Ooh. Break it
up. Share and care with love all through the land. Educate, communicate, and collaborate.
They want
to give, showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love, all through the land.